The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're taking a look at the 60s sort of pop folk movement. And, you know, of course, a lot of this is very nostalgic for a lot of folks. It isn't just nostalgia, though, because there are a lot of pretty creative and revolutionary things that happened in this music that now we sort of now musically take for granted. Last week we talked about Dylan's publishing and writing his own songs, which was almost unheard of in those days. The Beatles did the same thing, and we're going to hear from Dylan right now. This is not one of Dylan's popular hits, partly because it's very, very long, and it's one of those Dylan songs that there are those who would say that Dylan wrote a lot of material that was totally meaningless, and I think you could say that about this song if you wanted to, although, you know, there are others who would say there's a lot of stuff going. Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. And written for somebody. Anyway, so there you go. And it's quite lengthy. This is from the Blonde on Blonde album. And this is a song that was scheduled to be recorded in the early afternoon, late morning. And Dylan didn't get there, and Dylan didn't get there. And the musicians were hanging around and drinking coffee and going nuts. And right around in the late evening, early night, right around 10:30, 11 o'clock, he came in with this thing written on a couple of sheets of paper, and he just said, look, this is how we're going to play it. And the musicians didn't really have a score or a tablature or anything, and they had to play it by ear, and pretty ramshackled put it together and came up with this very interesting song. We've played Joan Baez's version of this a couple of times, and it's actually a much better version. But she utilized, interestingly enough, on her Any Day album, a lot of the same musicians that were on this recording in Blonde on Blonde. Also, another side note, Blonde on Blonde, this is from the Monaural sessions, and there wasn't an original Monaural copy of Blonde on Blonde to be found, so they had to re-monauralize it from a stereo copy. That's interesting as well. Alrighty, here we go. Bob Dylan, Sad-Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. Come up with an interpretation for me, and we will explore it ad infinitum over a couple beers, okay?
With your mercury mouth in the missionary times, and your eyes like smoke, and your prayers like rhymes, and your silver cross, and your voice like chimes. Oh, who do they think could bear you? With your pockets well protected at last, and your streetcar visions which you place on the grass, and your flesh like silk, and your face like glass, who could they give? Lady of the Lowlands, where the sad-eyed prophet says that no man comes. My warehouse has my Arabian drums. Should I your sheets like metal, and your belt like lace, and your deck of cards missing the jack and the ace, and your basement clothes, and your hollow face, who among them could outguess you with your silhouette. When the sunlight dims into your eyes, where the moonlight swims, and your matchbook songs and your gypsy hymns will mock them, but try to impress you. And I'd lead you the lowlands where the sad-eyed prophets say that no to kiss you with your childhood flames on your midnight rug and your Spanish manners and your mother's drugs and your cowboy mouth and your curfew gloves. Among them, do you think could resist you? Said I'd lead you up the lowlands where the sad-eyed prophets say that no. I leave them by your gate. Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait? Oh, the farmers and the businessmen, they all did decide to show you where the dead angels are. But why did they pick you to sympathize with their side? How could they ever mistake you? They wished you'd accepted the blame for the farm, but with the sea at your feet and the phony false alarm, and with the child of the hoodlum wrapped up in your arms, how could they ever have persuaded you? Said I'd lead you the Lord. The sad-eyed prophets see that no man's come. I wear a size in my Arabian drums. Should I leave them by your gate? red-eyed lady, should I wait? With your sheet metal memory of Canary Row and your magazine husband, who one day just had to go, and your gentleness now, which you just can't help but show. Oh, mommy, do you think we'd employ you? Now you stand with your thief, you're on his parole, with your holy medallion in your fingertips now at full. Never think he could destroy you. Sad I'd leave your lowlands, where the sad I'd prophet say that no man comes. Now should I leave them by your gate? Oh, sad-eyed lady, should I wait?
Bob Dylan from his Blonde on Blonde album, and that was Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands. And what can you say? That's what it was. Bob Dylan. That's all about all you can say about that song. From the Blonde on Blonde, this is from the Monaural Sessions, the box set that came out about 2 weeks back. And it is really neat to hear Bob Dylan with guitar and vocal in both speakers at the same time. The fella on the special last week that we aired called it Stupid Stereo, and there was a lot of stupid stereo until that technology evolved and people realized the complexity of stereo when it came to actually listening to stereo. And and those Dylan albums, Dylan's vocals in one speaker and his guitar in the other. Stupid stereo. Other mono stuff. This is all in Monaural. This is good stuff, and it sounds good with the Beatles too. They were the ones who sort of started this trend of releasing monaural copies of albums and charging us a couple dollars more, conversely to what they did when we were kids. The Beatles. Good stuff. Remember I said they did some kind of folky ballads too. And because of their influence on the rock scene and the pop rock scene in the early 60s, when they began to do acoustic and some of those things, they influenced a lot of folks, including the Byrds. And they were influenced by Dylan. And so you came up with kind of circular stuff going on musically. Good little song. Good little song.
One day you'll look to see I've gone. For tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone. But tomorrow go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone. But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. but she doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share, each one believing that love never dies. Watching
I really like that in mono. I like that a lot in mono because it's just so much better. You can just hear it all the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, yeah. Here's Bob Dylan in stereo, in stupid stereo. This isn't as bad. Good song, though. Good song from the Times the Era Changing album.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Here's something I can send you from across the sea, from the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning, just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled, from across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine, made of silver or of golden, either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss, for that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Here's something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing. Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow, this same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship
is sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that way, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
Steps out. All the other cats in the neighborhood, they begin to shout.
There goes a ringtail dog strutting round the town. And if you got your heat turned up, you better turn your damper down. Ringtail
Rooftop Singers, that's Eric Darling's group. Eric Darling, of course, used to be with the Weavers, the Rooftop Singers. And they played 12-string a lot. Half-step tuned low and A chords, a lot of their songs before that. Bob Dylan, Boots of Spanish Leather. We have lots more. We have Joan Baez doing a Bob Dylan song that I don't think Bob Dylan ever recorded. But there's a great scene in the movie Don't Look Back, where Joan Baez and Bob Dylan are in a hotel room and he's typing something and she's practicing. It's a great scene. And she says, you know that song of yours, Love is Just a Four-Letter Word? I wanna sing that song. I think that's a really good song. And you could see at that point the total reset. And he was pretty moved by that. You know, you could see, he's like, yeah? And it's a neat scene in that movie, that oddball movie about Dylan's tour, about Dylan's going to England on that tour in 1966, I believe. Very interesting movie. Alrighty, but we have to take a little bit of a break. Oh yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back, taking a look at a lot of the pop and folk-influenced pop and pop-influenced folk of the 60s. Alrighty. Hello, I'm Dan Marr, just stepping in here during the break because I need to let you know that the concert for the 3rd of December at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Sylvester Road will not be Linda Waterfall because she's not feeling too well. And the great Hank Kramer with all of his sea shanties and his cowboy songs and his original songs, along with the up-and-coming group Carter Junction, will be there. Clinton and Sarah Carter, he sings cowboy songs and original songs, some kind of quirky. She harmonizes, and then she plays the Celtic harp and sings some of the old standards just beautifully. She's amazing. And you put them both together, and you get something really, really good. Carter Junction and Hank Kramer, instead of Linda Waterfall, at the Unitarian Universalist Church out there on Sylvester Road on December 3rd. Here, Joan Baez, and her version of love is just a four-letter word.
Seems like only yesterday I left my mind behind, down in the gypsy cafe with a friend of mine, who sat with baby heavy on her knee. Yet spoke of life most free from slavery, with eyes that showed no trace of misery. The phrase in connection first with she, oh girl, that love is just a four-letter word. Limited and underfed. You were talking while I hid to the one who was the father of your kid. You probably didn't think I did, but I heard you say that love is just a four-letter. Looking for complete evaporation to the core. Though I tried and failed at finding any door, I must have thought that there was nothing more absurd than that love is just a four-letter word. I see the holy kiss that's supposed to last eternity. Blow up in smoke, it's destiny. Falls on strangers, travels free. Yes, I know now traps are only set by me. And I do not really to be assured that love is just a four-letter word.
Scott McKenzie. Scott McKenzie with a wonderful, who had one of those wonderful voices. And he, of course, spent a lot of time. He was with the Journeymen, a group called the Journeymen. And that was Dick Weissman and John Phillips and Scott McKenzie. Scott McKenzie can still do it. He still has those pipes. And he was on one of those public television folk reunion things about 8 or 9 years back. And he still does this and still does it with that light, wonderful tenor. Dick Weissman's doing a lot of books and a lot of songs that are based on the history of the 60s folk scene. And he lives in Portland, Oregon. Old Dick Weissman does. Mm-hmm. Joan Baez before that. Love is just a four-letter word. Her version of a Bob Dylan song. Here's a person who was kind of wanted to be a Bob Dylan sound alike and when Bob Dylan went electric, dissed on Dylan and then later on did it himself because he wasn't creative enough to create his own trends. He just followed everybody else's. I'm not really a Donovan fan, but a lot of people do like him, so...
Yellow is the color of my true love's here in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Blue's the color of the sky in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time I love the best. Green's the color of the sparkling corn in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time I love the best. Mellow is the feeling that I get when I see her. Mm-hmm. When I see her, uh-huh. That's the time I love the best. Freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking. Mm-hmm. Without thinking. Mm-hmm. Of the time when I've been low.
Met last week, the vote was 4-3 to burn the hometown depot down and build a factory, to take that stretch of history and tear it off the map, to melt old engine number 9 and turn it into scrap.
Blue water, blue water, blue water line. Save the Blue Water Line.
Oh, I could tell you stories of the glories on that train, of the 49er miners and the time old Jesse James stole 1,000 golden nuggets in that great train robbery. And when old
everybody gave, then we could save the Blue Water Line.
Just 20,000 quarters and just 40,000 dimes, and we'll ride again to glory on the old Blue Water Line. We'll have William Jennings Bryan stoking coal on number 9. So dig inside your pockets for the old Blue Water Line.
Sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people it and everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell people everywhere. We the people here don't want war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read, most of what you read is made of lies. Speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son? Wait till in the morning when we arise.
Come sing a simple song of freedom.
Sing it like never, never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere.
We the people here don't want a war.
No doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers, and kings. So let us build them shells, so they might fight among themselves, and leave us be who those who want to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want war.
Everybody's a song.
Wake till in the morning when we arrive.
want to sing a little love song? I'd like you all to join us in the chorus called The Whistling Gypsy.
Gypsy, rover, come over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fond lover, she left her servants and her state to follow the gypsy rover. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee.
Lovely.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Her father settled up as fast as steam, roamed the valleys all over, sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy rover.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
He came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river Clady, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
He is no gypsy, my father, she said, but lord of these lands all over, and I will stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Some say I'm a no-count, others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural-born traveling man, doing what I think I should, oh yeah, doing what I think I should.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar, spend it fast as I can, for a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand. Oh boy, the only things that I understand.
When I was a little baby, my mama said, hey son, travel where you will and grow to be a man, and sing what must be sung. Oh boy,
sing what must be sung. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar, spend it fast as I can, for a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand. Oh boy, the only things that I understand.
Now that I'm a grown man, I've traveled here and there. I've learned that a bottle of brandy and a song, the only ones who ever care, poor boy, the only ones who ever care.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback a dollar. Spend it fast as I can for a wailing song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, poor boy, the only things that I understand.
Some people say I'm a no-count, others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural-born traveling man, doing what I think I should, oh yeah, doing what I think I should.
And I don't give a damn about a greenback a dollar, spend it fast as I can. Oh, a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand, poor boy, the only things that I understand. The only things that I understand, poor boy, the only things that I understand.
Oh, the Kingston Trio there, the Kingston Trio, and a song that was censored. Oh, yes, it was. I don't give a damn about, and he heard the guitar chord. It said, and I don't give a bing about it. Yeah, they censored it. Yes, they did. Back in 1962 or so, they did. From the New Frontier album by the Kingston Trio, we also heard the Brothers Four in that set. We heard a lot of good stuff. You know, that Blue Waterline story, that's a true story. Is that line that ran around Missouri. And they were gonna get rid of the train, and there was a big fundraiser and a big, huge cry for bucks to keep that particular line. I don't know if it ever happened or not, but that's what that's all about, Blue Water Line. Oh, indeed. And the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem with Pete Seeger on the banjo there from an album called Spontaneous Recording, live in Chicago. The Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, so influential on a lot of us Irish pub singers. That's an album that featured, oh, it had Brennan on the Moor on it, and the old Orange Flute, and the song, I'm a Rambler, I'm a Gambler, and I'm a Long Way From Home, and If You Don't Like Me, Well, Leave Me Alone. Oh, my gosh. Holloway Joe is on that album. We're looking somewhat nostalgically, and hopefully you're getting some value out of this in terms of seeing where a lot of this led at the 60s folk movement, and we have a lot more in the next hour. The kid song of all kid songs that got controversial and everything, and that's how it happened, and the Seekers again, and a little more Kingston Trio and all kinds of stuff here on Inland Folk. This is an evergreen show, no calendar. Alrighty, Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. If you want to email me at DMAHR, that's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R. At WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. We don't do these kinds of shows very often. This is very nostalgic for a lot of you folks. We'll get back to the regular fair and newer releases and all that kind of thing next week. Yes, we will, I promise you. But this is good stuff. This is good stuff. And for those of you in your 50s, 60s, maybe late 40s, I hope you're enjoying it from strictly the nostalgic point of view. Alrighty? We have the Rankin family in the background. We're going to be right back with the Seekers, another Tom Springfield song, and lots, lots more. So you just hold your horses, because we are coming back. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on.
Even without my fair one, I'll pine and die. Morun gal tilas, tilas, tilas. Morun gal tilas, not tilu no. Chill me hey, Rudakul, and the Ocon Yakusa, Amishachi. Morunga Tilas, 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 Morunga Tilas, not till now. Chill me hey, Rudakul, and the Ocon Yakusa, Amishachi. Morunga Tilas, 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 Morunga Tilas, not till now. Chill me, hey, Rudakul, and Rudakul, and Rudakul, мешочек.